This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The drug shall set you free!
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nanny. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
And say goodbye to the potato chip bag, too, because we can't hide our GPS trackers anymore because we've been found out. Ty, did you hear that story about the potato chip bag?
No.
Oh, man. This guy, this electrician in Australia, he's been with the same company for like 20 years. I guess he got tired of doing the same old thing. And he's like figured it out. If he puts this GPS tracker that he has, because he's an electrician, they follow him around, into a bag of metal-lined potato chips, whatever that stuff is, okay. That, like Mylar.
Yeah.
And he could leave it at his desk. Then he could go off and play golf. And he did that 140 times in 2 years and finally got caught. The bag of potato chips was only lasting that long. So, anyway, I just think about the how do we align it to what's going on today? It's like everybody's hiding their things in potato chip bags. And now,
what's funny, Robert, I think the movie Office Space, mm-hmm. one of my favorite movies, by the way. And when the Bobs are sitting there with Peter and he comes in and they say, so tell us what a typical day looks like. He says, I come in about half an hour late so Lundberg won't see me. And I come in the side door and then I just zone out for about an hour. And they're like, what do you mean? He goes, well, it looks like I'm working, but I'm really not. And the thing that's funny about this is this guy goes play golf while he's supposed to be at work. But the reality is the corporate world is like that. Office Space was released in the mid-90s, that's exact. Charlie and I lived in Dallas within about 5 miles of where that was filmed. And that was the atmosphere. Computers were just coming into existence. People didn't know what they were doing. People were overstaffed. They didn't have anything to do. And you had to kind of make it look like you were working when really you were doing nothing.
So that movie was more real than we know.
It was extremely real because the reality is at that time, like I said, computers were just getting into offices. We didn't know what we were doing with computers. People didn't know the value of computers. They didn't know how to use the programs. And so they brought on a lot of people to do certain tasks, but they weren't sure what the tasks were because they didn't understand computers. And so you had to really look busy so you didn't get fired. And they literally did, at the company I worked at in Dallas, they literally did bring on consultants to do what the Bobs did in that movie Office Space to figure out exactly what people were doing in their jobs and then to downsize because most people sat around and had nothing to do all day.
Yeah. Well, wasn't the irony of that situation, if I remember correctly, was that dude that was going off doing nothing, they looked at him and said, man, this guy's impressive. He should be in management.
That was one of the funniest things. He's like, I don't even care. I really don't care. I come in late. I don't like my job. I don't care. And they're like, you're bound for upper management.
Yeah. Well, talking about not caring in a corporate environment, for far too long, sexual harassment, abuse has been tolerated by men toward women, but of course, in the past few months especially, it's ratcheted up. It's like removing the potato chip bag from the thing you don't want people to know about. And we're seeing it everywhere in politics, in government, obviously, in the corporate world, in Hollywood, and it's just horrific. And I weighed this out. Like, you can't make sexual harassment good. But let's say we put a bucket and say how much it weighs, and then we put that next to pedophilia. And you're like, oh, my gosh, it's not a contest because, you're abusing an adult, which is not good. But you look at abusing a child. And then we see the hashtag MeToo campaign take off. And now Matt Lauer has been found out. The Prairie Home Companion guy. What's that guy's name up in Minnesota? I can't think of his name. Garrison Keillor. That's it. Garrison Keillor
now.
I don't know. And then, of course, the Al Franken also from Minnesota. And, you know, they fired Matt Lauer when they found out there was sexual harassment going on at NBC. Yet Al Franken is like, no, I'm on an apology tour. I'm not quitting. They're not going to make him leave, apparently. But when we figure out how disastrous, how evil it's been in terms of the way you treat children, pedophilia is horrible and horrific.
Yeah.
But also look at the issue of injuring and killing children via vaccination. And so the hashtag MeToo, Kent Heckenlively wrote a great piece over at BolinReport.com called Vax Injury MeToo, hashtag Vax Injury MeToo. Have we finally come to the end of the age of cowards? Are you willing to stand up and say, you know what, I'm not going to stand for this anymore, that adults across the spectrum are sacrificing children to this church of pharmaceutical mysticism?
Well, they are. They are, Robert. Children are being injured left and right. We covered that in The Truth About Vaccines. And there's no doubt that vaccines are causing injury. That's why there's a trust fund that's paid out $3.7 billion now over the past 20 years or so to families of damaged children and families of damaged adults. Vaccines do injure. Of course they injure. And, you know, one of the great things over the last couple of years that I'm just thrilled that we've been able to get to connect with people like Andy Wakefield, Del Bigtree, that are just like on the front line of this, trying to bring awareness, Polly Tommy, bringing awareness to this vaccine debacle, because this is a crime against children. It's a crime against humanity. And, who does not know someone that has been damaged by a vaccine? One, you know, we were up there in Chicago a couple of years ago, me and the guys filming.
And it was at the autism, right?
Yeah, it was autism one. And there's about 1,000 mothers there of damaged children. And I tell you what, you think that people go crazy for the actors at the Oscars? You should have seen that room when Andy, mm-hmm. Dell, and Polly Tommy walked in. I mean, It gives me chills now just thinking about it. It's just amazing what these people have done. And, man, we're honored to be part of that group trying to spread the truth about vaccines. And the truth about vaccines is they're not safe, they're not effective, and they do damage. And that's why $3.7 billion have been paid out to damaged families.
Well, and you look at that community, and we've been spotlighting them for a lot of years here. Liam Sheff wrote about them extensively as well. They're like, they've been through war, right? They're PTSD, they're shell-shocked as well, because not only did they have the disaster of having their children harmed or even killed by these vaccines, but then they were met with derision, belittled, yelled at, told that they weren't really seeing what they were seeing by the very experts that they relied upon for the health of their children. So they had, you know, nobody was validating them, and then suddenly you got this movie Vax came out. That, you know, and of course, a medical doctor by like Andy Wakefield, a man of great conscience, a wonderful heart, who pointed this out and was destroyed, his career, not his soul. He's going to be good. He's golden in that regard for doing the right thing. And they become rock stars, in a sense, to a community that was desperately seeking validation. They knew what they had seen, but they had been beaten up because they had seen it. Precisely because Andy Wakefield witnessed what he witnessed and published it, wrote about it with integrity, that they had destroyed his career in medicine.
Yeah.
And so I understand that. That's why this hashtag MeToo campaign is rather interesting, because it's emboldening, for instance, women who have been on the receiving end of sexual harassment or abuse in the workplace or anywhere. And now to expand it, as Kent has written, Kent Heckenlively, excellently, in the Bolin Report, to say Vax Injury MeToo, hashtag Vax Injury MeToo. To force that kind of, if you will, it's not really force, it's just social media, but to get that through the eyeballs of people that see Me Too, and then they see it paired with Vax Injury, and they can't unsee it.
Yeah, I think it's brilliant. Kent is a brilliant, brilliant guy, brilliant writer, and got a chance to meet him last year at our Dallas event. Great guy, but it's a great strategy, and the reality is, like I said, who doesn't know a damaged person from vaccines? But there is so much, I guess anger is the best word to describe it, among these families of damaged children that they don't want to mess. Look, they don't want to mess with those mothers at Autism One. Let me tell you, I'd rather go up against the Dallas Cowboys offensive mm-hmm. line.
Oh, yeah.
Then go up against those mothers. They are mad. They've got damaged or dead children, mm-hmm. and they're ready to fight. And I love this. I love this because it's going to just bring more awareness and bring more people on board to our side.
Yeah, it's sort of like, you know, showing them the pictures that they don't want to see of the realities, the children who have been armed. Tim Boland years ago had said, hey, you know, if you one Saturday or maybe one Saturday every month, you put on a special colored T-shirt, all the families with vaccine-injured children, bring your vaccine-injured children, those that are obviously alive, with autism or whatever, bring them all into one shopping mall and watch what happens. Watch the awareness as you see crowds of hundreds, if not thousands, of families impacted this way. And you force into the view, right, of people don't want to see this stuff. They're going to have to see it. They're going to have to deal with it sooner rather than later in order to stop this, as I call it, a holocaust, because it really is the way they're decimating the next generations here with vaccinations.
It is. It is. And you know, Kent is the co-author with Judy Mikovits of the book Plague. Mm-hmm. And this kind of recounts Judy's experiences at the CDC. ACS. I believe she worked at the American Cancer Society. But she was with one of the big alphabet agencies, I know that for sure, for almost 30 years. And, you know, they found retroviruses in all the vaccines, and they were trying to share the information. Very similar to what happened with the William Thompson whistleblower story with the CDC. They wanted to share, you know, they had this information they should have shared, but they buried it. Well, same thing happened with Judy. You know, she was finding these viruses in the vaccines, and she just said, we need to make people aware of this. And they're like, no, you don't. You need to bury it. You need to get rid of all your data. And everybody else that she was working with on that team did. She was the one that said, I'm not going to get rid of the data. This is wrong to do. And they put her in jail.
Mm-hmm. Here's another article in today's show notes at robertscottbell.com. We're on with Ty Bollinger, going outside the box as we do each and every Wednesday here. Betrayal of public trust and institutional corruption, vaccine safety ratings and vaccine science falsified. You go through the list of the agencies and organizations that are committed to keeping this information that we're talking about from going public, keeping it suppressed, from the American Academy of Pediatrics, which never met a vaccine that they didn't want to put on the schedule and inject your children with, all the way through the Gavi and the Bill Gates Foundation's Institute of Medicine, the World Bank, interestingly enough. All of these groups involve eugenics, the idea that they reduce population by almost any means necessary. The slow kill happens with vaccinations, though.
It does, unless it's the tetanus toxoid in the early 90s that was laced with HCG that was causing spontaneous abortions, that was a rather quick kill.
Immediate.
But yeah, I understand what you're saying, and I agree with that. And so, you know, vaccines, you know, you're injected now, and 15, 20 years, you get cancer and die, and they're like, well, nobody can connect those dots.
Mm. Check it out, folks. Lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Outside the Box with Ty Bollinger. Of course, the truth about cancer, the big one. Of course, the truth about vaccines, so many things, and including the book that you and I wrote together. People are still loving it. It's called Unlock the Power to Heal. That's right. We're going to be back with more powerful healing, including a cannabis update, but the wrong kind of cannabis. What does that mean? Stick with us. We'll tell you after this break.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, maybe we were too soon to say that Ben had stopped drinking the wild turkey on the holiday there because we lost TMB, but I think he's back, or if he's not back, it wasn't Ben's fault? Okay. Just checking, making sure. Tell me when TMB is back, because I can't do this without him. I don't want to. All right, keep it going.
Uh-oh. So,
yeah, I know, this is a big uh-oh, but we can dive headlong into the update here because... they can screw up anything modern medicine, including cannabis. All right, cannabis update time. TMB still trying to get back on. Ben, keep trying. What? I don't hear him. All right, synthetic cannabidiol. Come on, really? Do we have to go synthetic? No, we don't. Here's the story. Synthetic cannabinoid reduces sleep apnea. A synthetic version. Come on, folks. Really? Super Don, come on, help me out here. It's like they say there's no validity to cannabis, and yet they synthesize it and then say suddenly it's good for sleep apnea.
Yes. Well, it's you read this and you just, you know, if you are a person that supports the legalization of cannabis for, you know, at least medical reasons, if not recreational reasons, you just look at this and you go, you know what? Saw this coming. This could be an I told you so, actually. Because here you've got a synthetic version, and this is actually, I'm just reading here, a synthetic version of the molecule tetrahydrocannabinol, or delta-9 THC, which is found in cannabis.
Mm-hmm.
So this isn't actually the CBD. This is a molecule from the THC. But they synthesized it, And because they synthesized it, then that opened the door for them to what? To do the testing, right? Now, they won't allow the testing on the natural plant, but they will open the door for the synthetic version. Why? Because Big Pharma has the ability to be able to synthesize it and turn it into a drug. Then that makes it okay. Then all the little fairy sprinkle dust gets sprinkled on it, and now it's a good thing, right? But if it's not synthesized, then it's a bad thing. So what they found here with sleep apnea, they go on to say that there's currently no drug treatment for sleep apnea. So this is like a big opportunity here for some kind of a blockbuster drug, because, you know, there's a lot of people that suffer from sleep apnea. And currently, up to this point, the only thing that they've been able to do for people is put them on these CPAP machines, right?
Wow.
In order to try and help them. But now, oh, look, we've synthesized this little molecule from the THC, and we've turned it into a drug, and we're testing it now, and now we have the ability to have this blockbuster drug that we're going to sell all kinds of people.
Are y'all there?
People.
Oh, DMV is back.
Oh, that was my bad.
Ben, see, we told you.
Oh, it was Ben's bad. Yeah, see, yeah, you're calling everybody else drunk.
Knock
the
off the wild turkey, buddy.
Sorry.
TMB.
Anyway.
Yes.
Yo,
so,
I'm back.
So synthetic cannabidiol miraculously now cures sleep apnea, but what about the real stuff, right? Oh, no.
Synthetic does. Oh, yeah, I see. I remember you sent me that article over. So what's the deal? The synthetic cures, but they're saying that the real stuff doesn't?
Well, and that's the thing that's just so ridiculous. Again, once again, about the government stance that it's a Schedule One, it has no medicinal benefit, it's only harmful and addictive, and yet they can synthesize it, and suddenly, miraculously, it's somehow helpful.
Let me tell you something. Let me make up... All right, I'm going to get in trouble for this, so I'm still going to say it. Let me make up a batch of some organic brownies and put a little special green stuff in it, give you a couple cookies, you'll sleep like a baby.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the thing is, it works already as its natural substance. Why do you need to synthesize it? Oh, you don't need it.
Yeah, you don't need it synthetic.
Exactly. Well, I mean, this is what we're dealing with in our government. And again, folks, if you look to the government to solve the problems that they create, you know, to say you're barking up the wrong tree, no. You're living a life that is going to be sadly disappointing, because if you think you're going to get well because the government provides something for you, and in this case stamps the seal of approval on a synthetic cannabinoid from cannabis, you know, you're smoking something and it ain't something that's good for you.
That's a quick section, man. It's like, what, 1 minute for me?
1 minute for TMB. All right, we got to find you some bonus time on this break. We're going to talk to our folks that are watching on the YouTube here. Robert Scott Bell, Ty Bollinger, Super Dog, and more outside the box when we come back from this break. Stick with us.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSV show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSV show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars. and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee, EASY66 to 85850.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Scott Bill Show. You know, it's always fun to get together with Ty Bollinger, my buddy TMB, because we get to, you know, cover news items, of course, point out a lot of absurdities as well, and pinpoint some better ways to go when it comes to health and healing, as Ty has been doing for many years since he wrote Cancer Step Outside the Box all those years ago. And, you know, there's a lot of serious stories out there, but there's a lot of stuff you just got to, you kind of laugh at this point, but it's just so sad that people are still buying into. For instance, 30 years of fear-mongering about global warming. 30 years. We should all be underwater at this point. And it turns out, man, we might be in a global cooling period. So they changed the term to climate change, which is absurd because the climate changes all of the time. And the issue of anthropomorphic climate change then becomes, it's man that's doing it. And then I see a volcano blowing up in Bali. And you see the amount of the stuff that they're spewing out every minute, every second right now into the atmosphere. We want global warming because it's going to be a cool planet if these volcanoes keep going off.
Yeah, it's kind of bizarre, isn't it, Robert, that this global warming is, it's just scientific fact. You must believe it if you believe science. But the reality is, as you just so clearly delineated, they changed the name from global warming to climate change because after they were telling us that the globe was warming, it started cooling. And so they couldn't have global warming anymore, so now it's climate change. So, yeah, climate change happens all the time. The question is it anthropomorphic? Are we causing it, or is it totally, isolated incidents, minuscule incidents of human beings having contribution to this global warming or this climate change? And is it mostly just a natural cycle in the Earth? And the reality is scientists don't agree on this. I think it was something like 30,000 scientists signed a petition a few years ago that said that climate change, global warming, whatever you want to call it, is a total hoax. Does not exist. Man are not causing it. But if you listen to the mainstream news, you'll hear scientists agree. It's a scientific fact. Climate change is occurring. Global warming is happening. And if you're the only the science deniers would even dare question it. But the reality is that's just not true. 30,000 scientists disagree with this.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, the thing is, even if you and I were the only ones disagreeing with it, it wouldn't slow me down. It's just my nature is like if I observe something to be true, factual, it doesn't matter that the rest of the world says the opposite. And I think that's what we need to trust our own senses, trust our own eyes, by our ears, our nose, our senses, our spider senses, yeah, whatever you want to call it. And you know, there are fear and intimidation tactics. You know, they tried to go after, as we talked about, Andrew Wakefield. No, you didn't see that. You report that. And then when he wouldn't play ball with them, they said, all right, we're going to destroy you and your study, which they later exonerated and duplicated. In fact, that, you know, John Walker Smith, the head researcher on that study that Wakefield was on, was completely exonerated, which means Wakefield was exonerated too, but he didn't have the funds to fight it all the way through with lawyers like John Walker Smith did. So, you know, are you willing to stand against the world when you know something is right and true? Are you willing to be David in the fire, for instance, and know that God is on your side? Now, this isn't a declaration of a holy war. It's a recognition that, you know, there are problems. There are environmental degradation issues, but they have nothing to do with warming or colding, if I can say it that way. They have everything to do with toxic proliferation and a lack of legitimate real food with minerals in the food because they're in the soil because they've corrupted the soil and on. And we realize that, yeah, man has screwed things up, but not to the degree of a degree warmer or colder.
No, I would agree with that. And we are screwing a lot of stuff up. I mean, the toxins in the environment now, the pesticides and the fungicides, the GMOs, I mean, just all the pollution that's being, you know, put off from the plants. Yeah, we've screwed stuff up. There's no doubt about it. And man is I really believe that we are the cause of a lot of the cancer epidemic right now. But all that being said, I don't think it has anything to do with the climate going up a degree or down a degree. But we have screwed up things. I'm not going to debate that at all. But
so
it's just
what?
As far as global warming, climate change, whatever. You know. And by the way, did you know that there has already been a irreversible collapse of the ecosystem and we're done with? Because in 2009, July, Prince Charles said we had only 96 months left to save the planet. And apparently, the climate has already collapsed because that deadline's come and gone.
Lizard guy. You look, Prince Charles, we'll praise him for his stance on organic food and things like that. But, man, he's wacky on some other stuff. Those of you listening on UK Health Radio, you're going to have to deal with me. I'm an American, and I don't worship at the feet of the royals. Although, again, if they do something good, I'll say they do something good. If they don't, okay, we're going to say it. We're going to call it out. Now, Ty Bollinger, with your great, big, giant brain, why, and this is speculative, I'm just asking to speculate, why do you think they went for this global warming meme initially, man-made global warming? What was the advantage to who to do that rather than to acknowledge what we say is truly a man-made disaster, the toxic poisoning of the people and the animals on planet Earth?
No, well, to me, there's no doubt why they went for it, because if they can come to a consensus or make people think there's a consensus that global warming is caused by man, specifically the carbon emissions, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what they're trying to limit, the carbon emissions.
Right.
Then they can tax you if you emit too much carbon and your carbon footprint's too big. And that's the goal. The goal is to tax the world for emitting too much carbon, even though it has nothing to do, it's actually necessary for plant life. It's not the booger man that they're trying to make it out to be.
Right.
That is the goal. It's to create this this straw man that they can then tax. That was the goal from the beginning, I believe.
And I just wonder, because there are a lot of good people who believe in the whole climate change scenario that they now call it. and I don't mean that they're bad people. I just would ask them to step back for a moment and look at it with clear eyes, right? Because maybe your eyes are so toxic because we're talking about the toxins that are the problem, right? There is a problem. We're not saying there's not a problem. But if you go after, as you say, carbon emissions, and you can tax people, you can control their behavior, you can enslave them based on the fact that they're evil simply because they're alive and breathing and causing a problem with the climate. But the problem isn't the people. It's the people who are trying to control the people through these false narratives, these lies. And, of course, tax them. Take from them that which they need to, because the people that are going to claim global warming is caused by humans, they're going to be burning as much fossil fuel as they can, living their high-end lifestyles, traveling the world, living on yachts. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of the same old scenario.
Yeah.
Duping the humans, putting them into slavery, and we're going to enjoy the spoils.
Do what I say, not what I do. We're all the billionaire climate change advocates in driving Fiats. Oh, wait, they don't exist. They've got jets like Al Gore. Al Gore talking about global warming. He's got a mansion, a 30,000 square foot mansion here in Tennessee. He uses more. He has a bigger carbon footprint than many cities. And yet it's totally disingenuous. Do you remember the fart tax in New Zealand? They were taxing farmers for their cows having flatulence and emitting methane because they said it was causing global warming. They taxed them for their cows farting. It's ridiculous.
We should tax women who fart while they drive in cars. of course, we're playing F-A-R-D. Look it up. Now, again, there are people out there that are very sincerely concerned about the environment, and I even know some Hollywood celebrities that really are hardcore in terms of taking care and being minimalistic in terms of their impact on the environment. They might even use the vegetable oil fuel diesel, right? Vegetable diesel, whatever. So it isn't a blanket indictment of everybody who's an environmentalist. The point is, let's look at, you know, what we can do, and that's great. Let's change our behavior because, you know, if you're going to force your behavior to shift from a centralized bureaucracy, it's not going to be for the good of the whole. It's going to be for the good of the few who get to control everything. And, of course, who benefits by the argument it's only about warming? Well, I guess the cancer industry benefits because nobody's talking about the real problem with global pollution, the toxins raining down on us or injected into our children. Again, hashtag vax injury me too.
Yeah, and Robert, I'm glad you said it. There's nothing wrong with people that they're trying to stop polluting the environment, trying to stop, you know, that are trying to be minimalist or whatever you. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. That's good. Good for you if you want to do that. So, you know, in no way we're meaning to mock people that are living that way. But, you know, the reality is that those bureaucrats that are trying to push this global warming scenario are not living they're not walking the walk or they're not walking the talk. They want you to do it, but they don't want to do it. And that's what I don't like about the whole scenario.
Listen, I borrowed Trump's hashtag MAGA the other day. Hijacked it when I did a Facebook Live video from the garden out back. Okay. And it just came to me as Elijah, my son, hit the play button or the record button. And I was like, hashtag MAGA, make America garden again.
I thought you were going to say grow, but yep.
Yeah, well, grow too. But again, I wanted to be more specific so people understood what I meant by growth. Make America garden again. And you know, then you will make America great again. Because imagine if we have food sovereignty, food sufficiency, and we can feed not only ourselves, but anybody that's in need. Because we are such an abundant nation if we would get back to growing, utilizing and rehabilitating the soils and not relying on CAFO and factory farms to produce everything. And one of our listeners, I forget who it was, and Superdon, remind me, because I asked this question around Thanksgiving, and he said, how many of you actually ate anything that you grew for Thanksgiving? Anything, even one thing. And one of our listeners actually pretty much everything except for broccoli they had grown on their own property, which I thought was awesome. That's a living example I love.
That is great. And you know, we should all be growing something. And unfortunately, you know, a lot of kids, they've never seen anything grow. I think we've talked about this before, you know, Thanksgiving being, you know, right behind us, not around the corner, but right behind us about a week. There was a survey of kids, elementary school kids, about Thanksgiving time, and they asked them, where do turkeys come from? And majority of them said Walmart. So they've not seen, you know, any live chickens or eggs being laid or crops being grown or anything. They think that the groceries are grow at Walmart or at the grocery store. And so that's really, it's sad because we've got to learn to be more, you know, sustainable. Sustainable is a word that's kind of overused today, but I really do believe we need to learn how to be more sustainable when it comes to growing our own food.
Yeah, bring it more back into local production, cooperative farms, local communities getting together, growing on a, you know, land that everybody shares. That's fine. That's awesome. And in fact, if you can't get your kids to eat vegetables, grow them and have your kids participate in the growing of them. There's not one kid who won't go, really, I grew that? I want to try that. You know, they all will because it's something different. They're engaged. They're connected. There's a spiritual energy, you know, that happens when you're participating in the miracle of life. And that life includes growing the things that will sustain you in the body that you've been given while you have it here on on this earth in this lifetime.
Yeah, and or you just get them to watch A Wonderful Life. We were just watching. We watched A Wonderful Life at least a dozen times in the holiday season. And there was some scene where they were eating spinach. So Charity and Tabitha just stand and said, we need some organic broccoli. So we had some broccoli and they ate it out.
Beautiful, beautiful. All right, well, we're going to back up to Thanksgiving. No, we'll go forward. What's going on next? There's the Soho Show this weekend. We got another TTAC event. We'll talk about it and more heading into the Christmas season here on Outside the Box on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 1-800-972-6540.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Willing to go where the truth takes him, here's Robert.
All right, here we go. What are we going to do? Super D, to the rescue, our wonderful, humble, and lovable producer. Are there any stories we missed, any breaking news that we missed, TMB, RSB, neglecting at this point of the Outside the Box edition?
I don't know. Did we miss anything?
We covered the Vax injury Me Too, which I'm really hoping that takes off.
Yeah,
I do.
Hashtag Vax injury Me Too, yes.
Yeah, we covered the synthetic cannabinoid, which is just, again, I think it should be an I told you so, because we knew they were going to do this, right?
Right.
Yeah, we got the global warming.
Mm-hmm.
You know what that leaves that I see on the list here, unless I missed it, is this I thought it was a cool article that is over on Natural News, and the title is Why Science Should Listen to Lone Genius Dissenting Voices.
Yeah, I sort of intimated that. You're right, I didn't really bring the story up, but it's the concept of, you know, utilizing all of your senses, your eyes, your ears, your mouth, but, you know, even more than that, the gut sense, the connection to creation, to the creator, to get the guidance from spirit, to say, you know what, everybody on this planet could say one thing and you perceive another, to stand your ground in this case, that you've got a message that is correct. It's like, you know, how many times do you look back at the Copernicus, right, or Galileo, or an Andy Wakefield who points something out? The whole world aligned against him pretty much, and he stands his ground. These men and or women, anytime they do that, they can expand or, you know, change, transform consciousness, but remind us that consensus, science by consensus, is not science, right? You can have everybody that they say, Al Gore says, oh, it's 97% consensus that's global warming. I don't care. It could be one person, one scientist saying the other, and I'm going to listen, because science is not consensus. Oh, everybody got together and we voted on it. It's a vote, right? What are we going to put in the flu shot this year, Ty Bollinger? Let's have a vote.
That means nothing, does it?
Yeah.
I mean, you have a consensus of idiots a lot of times. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, at one point there was a scientific consensus that the world was flat. Now, there's still people who believe the world's flat.
Making a comeback, my friend.
I have to disagree with that.
Yeah, we do. But, you know, the idea is, this is another thing I try to teach my kids as well, live by example. And it's a difficult one because, you know, when your kids and your peer group, you want to get along, you want to have friends, you don't want to have any contention. But there's a certain point in development where you start developing your own ideas about the world. And a lot of them, are going to be impacted by your parents. And, of course, I can't imagine how difficult it is to be raised by me, because yeah, I'm the ultimate individualist on some level, or maybe on all levels, where I go, you know what? Consensus be damned. There's a connection that I want you to have with creation and the creator that may put you at odds with all of your friends. All the time, some of the time. And are you willing to stand up for what is right over what is convenient?
Yeah, that's a great point. I think you'd be a great dad, RSP. If I got to choose, other than my father, who would be my number one choice, you'd be a great dad. I'll call you dad. You are older than me, right?
I'm not that old. Come on, man. Now, my son just handed me, he just ran into the studio here and said, he handed me a piece of paper while he's listening to the show. And, of course, where does he take it? You got to fight for your right to party.
Beastie Boys.
Beastie Boys. Really? We're not doing Beastie Boys tonight, but... Well, you know, sometimes you do have to fight. I mean, obviously, we like if you don't, but, you know.
Tell Elijah that welcome to the jungle.
Welcome to the jungle, my friend. That's right. But the idea is you stand up for what is right, not because you're going to have to fight necessarily, but because it's simply the right thing to do. And who can tell you that ultimately? You know, even, you know, when our kids grow up to be adults, we hope that we've given them the tools to make good decisions about these things. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of pressure all of the time. Peer pressure doesn't end when you leave school. There's all kinds of peer pressure in industry, right? Within the medical community, within the scientific community. A lot of it is driven by, you know, illicit, ill-gotten gains, in a sense, to maintain control over people. And there's a point where you feel like, you know what, I can't participate in that any longer. Then what? That's the dilemma. What choice will you make?
Yeah, you got to do the best you can to teach them, you know, to do the right thing. And right's right, no matter if nobody's doing it. Wrong's wrong, even if everybody's doing it. And so you just got to make the decision to do the right thing. Tell the truth, do the right thing.
Yeah, or you could be a lemming and not listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show. No, we don't want you to do that. No lemming. Folks, another great episode of Outside the Box with Ty Bollinger. Go check it out. There's so many websites, TMB, for you. I almost don't even know where to send people. There's so much.
I don't either. Go
to thetruthaboutcancer.com, y'all. It's linked up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. Back tomorrow to go Sacred Fire of Liberty. Cheryl Chumley will be on. We've got a gubernatorial candidate, a tenther, a nullifier, running for governor of Florida tomorrow because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with 2 teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a 4-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the store I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.